under advisement is $10,503. Okay, that goes over here. Okay. And this is with the, let's see, $10,003.
For the shed.
Yep, this is for the shed. This is the gentleman, just the shed, right? Just
the shed was legal, right?
Yeah. Is that correct, again?
Right, Susan, the shed was legal to put the add on it.
That little addition on it.
Right.
Without a permit.
Without a permit.
Now he does have a permit.
But now he has a permit.
He met the setbacks.
He did make the setback with the shed to put the add on.
Oh, okay. So he's got it up and he just needs his 2-foot variance. And all through that area, there is nothing but on that is nothing but shed on all those lots through there. And so, when I went out and took a look at it, I don't see what's going to have a substantial adverse effect. Mr. McCabe?
I don't have a problem with it.
Okay. Again, Mr. Workman, you have no problem with it? Mr. Mills?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Okay. If there's no further discussion then on the members of the board, from any of the members of the board, I will entertain a motion on case number 10,503.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move to approve case number 10,503. I believe it alters central character of the neighborhood.
Excuse me.
Minimum variance to grant relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,503. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Mr. Chairman, I would, I believe this is the one with S&S sheds, and I would ask that our legal counsel send a nice little letter to them.
The last case on 503. Okay. Case 503? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, now we have case number 10,504.